Emporia High gets another opportunity at it. Here is Bennett. Now at the block. Here is Snyder at the free throw line. Now puts up Horns as Shively. I don't want to put Longhorns up. KU won last night. And Shively lost it, but Fulton and loose ball on the deck. And they're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Hayden.
Got to take care of the ball. We've talked about this in previous games. Executing when the clock is, you know, getting low.
Seven turnovers apiece.
That's not good.
8.6 left. Hayden with the last shot. Here is Sandstrom. Sandstrom across the timeline. Sandstrom still fires for three, right wing, hit and missed it. Rebound Shively. And that'll do it for half number one. Emporia High's up 25-17. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be in the Long Bind Auto Plaza halftime show. Get a news update, and we'll come back with stats. 25-17 Emporia High. Lady Spartan Basketball on KBOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you in part by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. And by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in Emporia and surrounding area for over 17 years.
It's time now for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News.
Good evening, Spartan fans. From the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom, I'm Tegan Trehune with this halftime update. Local fire crews were kept busy today by a pair of brush fires. Emporia Fire was called to 538 Road 200 around 2 o'clock this afternoon after a control burn apparently became out of control. According to Emporia Fire Battalion Chief Aaron Steinlogge, 2 acres were scorched by the flames, and the fire did encroach on a structure in the area, but the owner extinguished the flames before it could cause any property damage. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. Lyon County Fire District 2 Miller and Redding fire crews would then be called to 17 Market Street in Admire just before 4:10 this afternoon for a combination brush and vehicle fire, but details on that situation are currently pending. Be sure to stay with KVOE, KVOE.com, and KVOE social media for more information as it becomes available. Emporia Middle School 8th grader Connor McBride outlasted the competition at the Lyon County Spelling Bee earlier today. McBride spelled both chemotherapy and maneuverable to win after 12 rounds of competition and says he didn't spend a lot of time studying before the county spelling bee, but that's likely going to change before the state spelling bee in Wichita takes place next month.
I might study a bit with my friends.
McBride will compete March 25th at Newman University. Adriana Seaburns of Olpe was second, followed by JT Tucker and Cora Barrett, both of Emporia Middle School. Now, this was the first year that KVOE had not broadcast the spelling bee, either on-air or through a combination of on-air and online coverage, in around 15 years because of an enforcement effort by Scripps, which oversees the National Spelling Bee proceedings. KVOE was recognized for its long-standing partnership, however, with Lyon County Spelling Bee organizers during today's event, and there are some conversations underway about whether to continue the spelling bee with limited or no affiliation to the Scripps process. A trio of requests from a trio of county departments are set to come before Lyon County Commissioners Thursday morning. Lyon County Engineer Chip Woods will present a request from the City of Americus to close Road 240, also known as Locust Street, from Main Street East to 5th Street from 6 p.m. Friday, April 7th through 10 p.m. Saturday, April 8th, for the 2023 Flint Hills Gravel Ride. Lyon County Clerk Tammy Vopod will also present an invoice in the amount of $7,100 from the Kansas Secretary of State for the 2023 Elvis Annual Cost. That meeting is set to begin at 9 a.m. Thursday morning inside of the Lyon County Courthouse Commission Chambers. A quick check of your local forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Tonight, we are seeing mostly clear skies, a low of 28. Tomorrow, a 50% chance of rainfall, mainly after the noon hour, with increasing clouds and a high of 44. Then tomorrow night, more chances of rainfall before midnight. Then a slight chance of rain and snow, otherwise cloudy, with a low of 30. We'll get you right back to second half action from Topeka Hayden here in just a moment. But for the latest local information on the air and on the web, stay tuned to KVOE or log on to KVOE.com, where you can find news anytime. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, I'm Tegan Trahoon.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Shoal Construction, serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, convenient shopping in one location. Follow the Flint Hills Mall on Facebook for current sales, deals, and events. The Flint Hills Mall at 1632 Industrial and Emporia Public Schools, building futures one student at a time.
KVOE 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Back at Hayden, Dylan Sherwood and Darian Harris with you, and with studio coordinator Daniel Courtwright. It's time now for Halftime Stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Hayden, Lauren Sandstrom has 11. And three each from Riley Meyer and Norma Greco. Hayden 6 of 24 from the field for 25%. 2 of 13 from beyond the arc for 15%. They were 3 of 3 at the line. 13 rebounds and 7 turnovers. For Emporia High, Addie Kermer has 8. Emil Bennett has 5. Rebecca Snyder has 4. And three each from Lexi DeWitt and Alexa Shively. And Ryan Peake has 2. Emporia High, 9 of 24 from the field, 38%, 3 of 10 from beyond the arc for 30%, 4 of 4 at the line, 19 rebounds and 6 turnovers. Those are your halftime stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Darian, quick key to the second half.
Come out and do what you've been doing. I think the key, though, is definitely going to be stopping Lauren Sandstrom. She's trying to get aggressive and keep her team into it, but... You know, pull out, get out, and get another run, and cruise on to the finish line.
This has been the Long Bine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. The third quarter is next. Emporia High leads 25-17. This is Lady Spartan Basketball, KVOE.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Long Bine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This has been the Long Bine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Brought to you by Long Bine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. Now stay tuned for the second half.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Ruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. If you're a sports fan or just a fan of great food, it's Ruff's. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. By AKA The Sports Fan, where sports fans are treasured. And by Cofeld Signs. The whole crew at Cofeld Sign Company would like to wish all the Emporia Spartan and Junior Spartan student athletes the best of luck this year. Go Spartans!
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Back at Hayden, Emporia High leads 25-17. Dylan Sherwin and Darian Harris with you. Emporia High will have the basketball. Moving to the basket to our right, start quarter number three in their black uniforms, white lettering, white and red trim. Here's Kermer looking to attack right side. Kermer in traffic, kicks it out. DeWitt straight on, a three, too hard. And the rebound goes to Reagan Hushner for Hayden. Both teams with starting five. They're starting five back on the floor. Here is Sandstrom. Now swings over to Greco, right wing. Greco dribbling to her left. Greco in between the circles. It's over to Meyer, who was held to 3 points. Skip pass to Hushner. Hushner, floater from 13, off the back, off the heel of the iron. Rebound to Snyder for Emporia High. Rebecca has 4 points along with five boards. Here is Bennett, left wing. Back to Kermer, top of key. Kermer lost it. It's loose on the floor. It's picked up by Sandstrom. Here comes Hayden, a minute into the third, 25-17 Emporia High. They've led by as many as 15. Here is Greco, as Hayden in their home whites with the navy blue lettering and navy trim. Hayden across the chest. Greco dribbling back and forth from left to right. Greco trying an entry pass. Too much use on that one, and it's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to go to Emporia High.
Let's see if Emporia can get a basket here and get off to a good start on the second half.
Here is Kermer. Kermer will bring up the floor across the Wildcat at the timeline here at midcourt. We do it here courtside. Here's DeWitt left block out to Snyder, right wing. Now Kermer. Here's a Snyder screen. Hayden in a 3-2 look. Here is Bennett with a Shively screen left side. Bennett looking to attack out to Shively. Now Rebecca Snyder, now swinging over to Kermer. There's a Snyder screen, Kermer, and a foul on Hayden. Foul will be against Hushner. That'll be her second personal foul. Team foul number one against Hayden here in the second half. Kermer to inbound. Inbounds to Snyder. Snyder kicks out. Kermer right corner. Kermer looking to attack. Dishes off to Snyder. Snyder puts it up. No, but she's fouled. And Rebecca's going to a free throw line for two free throws. Foul is on Sandstrom. That's her second. Team foul number two against Hayden. Now I'll send Rebecca Snyder to the free throw line. Rebecca looking for points five and six. First one up and good. Nothing but net. Rebecca's got five and trying to get six and try to give Emporia High back a 10-point advantage. Second one for Rebecca. Good, nothing but net. Snyder with six. Lead is 10 for Emporia High at 27-17. 5:57 to play here in the third. Emporia High is bringing the pressure. Here is Sandstrom. Sandstrom gets it across the timeline with two to spare. Oh. Sandstrom looking to go to the cup. Missed all of it. Rebound picked up by Meyer. Meyer, now Sandstrom back with it. Floater from five, short. Rebound to Shively for Emporia High. Emporia High's looking to run. Here comes Kermer across the timeline. Addy looking to attack out to DeWitt. Now Bennett to reset. 5:31 to play here in the third. 27-17 Emporia High. Here is Shively out to DeWitt. Swing over to Bennett left wing. Emil wanted to take a three. Now here is Snyder. Sandstrom being a little aggressive. Here's Kermer at the block. 15-footer, crawls in, but pinball's in. Kermer's got 10, Darian. And lead us back to 12 for Emporia High at 29-17. 5:07 to play here in the third.
Just got to keep grinding away at it.
Here is Greco against Bennett. Greco got away. And caller with palming. Here's Hushner. Now back to Fulton, dribbling it back out. Fulton back at the top of the key. Holton. Holton still trying to direct some traffic. Now Meyer with it, left wing, a three. That's off the side of the rim. And the rebound goes to Rebecca Snyder for Emporia High. Bennett now DeWitt, left wing. Lexi dribbling to her right, steps in. And out to Rebecca at the right wing. Now Bennett with it, Emile looking to attack. Emile needs some help out to Shively. Now Kermer, left wing. Here's a Shively screen. Kermer floater from 15. Good! How did that one go in for Kermer?
Nice floater there.
She's got 12, and the lead is 14 for Emporia High. Timeout. Carmel Rollinson, a full timeout. Let's take a 30. Emporia High's up 14, 31-17. 4:11 to play here in the third. Lady Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. The Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And by Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longpineauto.com.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Back at Hayden, 31-17, Emporia High. We got to thank John Northport for the Nissan Altima to bring it up, us up here to Topeka. If you're looking to buy or sell a car, see the guys at John Northport at 3002 West Highway 50 in Emporia. Ryan Peaks back in for Emporia High.
Number two, Ryan Peaks.
I believe Kermer or Shively.
Ariana Hamilton.
Hamilton's back in as well. So it is Peak, Kermer, Hamilton, Bennett, Snyder for Emporia High out of the timeout by Hayden. Hayden will counter with Fulton, Greco, Hushner, Meyer, and Sandstrom. And there's a steal by Emporia High. Here comes Kermer. Kermer gives it off to Bennett right side. Bennett in traffic. Out to Snyder, floating from 10. No. Rebound back. Put back to it. And a foul. Oh, my goodness, Darian.
That's the way it runs.
Foul is on Meyer. Her first team foul number three. Snyder to the line for one. Snyder has eight, looking for nine. Short on the free throw. First missed free throw of the night. Rebound picked up by Hayden's Meyer. 33-17 Emporia High. Largest lead at 16.
Give me that.
And there's a deflected pass as Sandstrom lost in the hands of Rebecca Snyder. Here comes Emporia High. The Peak right corner. Now the Kermer right wing. Yeah, you're looking at attacking the paint. Dishes off to Snyder. Kicks it to Peak at the free throw line. Shot fake. And gets it out to Bennett to reset. 3.5 to play here in the third stanza. Emporia High up 16. 33-17. Hamilton bounce past the Peak. Swing it over to Bennett left wing. Here's a Peak screen. Emile looking to attack. Emile gets off Peak. 15-footer left side. No. Rebound picked up by Greco for Hayden. Here comes Hayden. Greco dribbles it back out. Now dribbles it back inside the perimeter. Greco dribbling to her left. Now dribbling to her left. Back to her right hand. Do it at the table. Now Fulton with it. For a high up 16. 33-17. 2:53 to play here in the third. Fulton entry pass, Sandstrom floater, good.
Oh, wow. She snuck that one past there.
Sandstrom has 13. Lead is 14 for Emporia High, 33-19. 2:38 to play here in the third. Bennett looking to attack. Out to Kermer, but her pass was deflected. It's stolen by Fulton. Here comes Hayden. Down 14, trying to get another run in him. Here is out to Sandstrom. Sandstrom in the paint. Kicks it out. Hushner, right wing, a three, missing. And the rebound goes to Emile Bennett for Emporia High. Now Kermer with the left side. Kermer behind the between the leg dribble here on the Snyder screen. Now Ryan Peake swinging over to Bennett, right wing. Ryan really wants that basketball. Here is Snyder swinging over to Hamilton, left wing. Here's a Snyder screen. Ariana looking to attack. Out to Peake, Sobdicky. Over to Kermer, right wing. Kermer, baseline, out to Peak, right wing. Bounce pass to Kermer. Minute 48 to play. Here in the third as Kermer's pass is deflected and stolen by Meyer.
Good idea.
Yeah, I was looking for Peak. We're high up 14, 33 to 19, a minute 35 to play here in the third. Bounce pass Sandstrom. Sandstrom left side, good, and a foul. The hoop and the harm. Sandstrom has 15, looking for 16. First foul on Emporia High here in the third. Foul is on Snyder. That's her first. Team foul number one. As Grunner and Linhare back in, as Hushner and Fulton will sit down.
And Hayden's one run from being back in this game. Emporia definitely needs to be looking to close them out while they have them on the ropes.
DeWitt back in for Kermer. And Sandstrom to the line for one. She's got 15, looking for 16. Free throw on the way, nothing but net. 16 for Sandstrom, as Shively will also re-enter for Emporia High, as Hamilton will sit down. Minute 32 to play here in the third. Lady Spartans up 11 at 33 to 22. As DeWitt gets fouled 90 feet away from the bucket.
Gotta get him with the reach.
Foul is on Linhare. That's her first. Team foul number four. Peek out as Kermer back in. Bennett to trigger in right beside Carvell Reynoldson for Hayden. Kermer bring it up the floor against Linhare. Swing over to Bennett, right wing. Bennett looking to feed it in. Bennett floater from 15, short. Rebound, long rebound, tracked down by Greco, but Greco was out of bounds. And it stays with Emporia High, Darian.
Yeah, that was a smart play there by Mill Bennett there.
Inbounds to Kermer. Kermer gets off to Bennett. Now DeWitt with it as they swing out the top of the key. Rumble it from left to right. Now Kermer with it. Addy out to Shively. Now Bennett with it. Under a minute to play. Third quarter. For a high up 33 to 22. Bennett as Greco was trying to reach in. As little dribble handoff here. Is Bennett to the cup. Missed it. Rebound Snyder out of bounds. Staying with Emporia High.
They got a good look from the offense. They just got to finish it.
42.7 now left here in the third.
And they've ran some clock off.
They have.
On that possession, and they got the ball back still.
Inbounds here is DeWitt. 13-footer crawls in straight on. DeWitt has five. Yep, that's right.
Oh,
DeWitt with five and a foul with 30 and a half left on Emporia High.
Got to move your feet.
Foul is on Shively.
And they've been calling that pretty consistent tonight.
Shively second. Team foul number two on Emporia High. They bring it up the floor. Here's Greco. 13-point Emporia High lead. Here is Grunert. Now to Meyer. Entry pass into Linhare. Linhare in traffic kicks it out to Sandstrom, and she'll dribble it back out with 11. Sandstrom going to direct traffic here with 8. Sandstrom between the leg dribble. Sandstrom with 5. Now here is Meyer, 13-footer straight on, too hard. Rebound picked up by Kermer, and that does it for quarter number 3. Emporia High up 35-22. We go to the fourth. Lady Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rainbow Pest Control. Tell them what's bugging you. Call Rainbow Pest Control, 620-343-2300. And go Spartans! Mainstay Suites, Emporia's extended stay hotel, offering group rates or a private meeting room for your organization's needs. Mainstay Suites, live like home. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. Williams Automotive and Collision Center, 3105 West 6th Avenue, taking care of Spartans since 1989. Go Spartans! And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM, all the sports you need, live and local.
Hayden with the basketball to start quarter number four. As DeWitt deflects a pass out of bounds. Here's an interesting update, Darian. from Junction City. Junction City is trailing Washburn Rural 29-25. That's in the third quarter. And at, over at Topeka High was up 29-24 on Manhattan.
Those games are still close.
Yeah. Here is Greco. And timeout by Reynoldson and Hayden. It's a 30. Let's keep it right. Or it's a full? All right, let's take a 30. 7:40 left. Wait. He's only got one timeout left. Let's see. Oh, they're going to roll. It's full. 30. 35-22 Emporia High. 7:40 left. Lady Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. Bobby D's. By the RV Dock, 618 Industrial. Repairs for your RV for over 23 years. And by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
7:40 left in this game. Emporia High up 35-22. And Darien, they've only trailed once in this game when Hayden led 3-2.
Yeah, and ever since then, you know, they've tried to find a way to get into their rhythm. And, you know, we've seen a couple of runs where they've been able to put it all together.
Here is Meyer, deflected, goes into the backcourt, loose on the floor, and Shively somehow picked it up, laid it up, missed, but AJ's going to free throw line. Got to give her a steal, Darien.
Oh, that's also right there, nothing else.
Foul is on Hayden.
It's a good play because, you know, if they get it on the backcourt, it stops the play. They have a chance to get back on defense. Usually when the ball goes across court like that, everybody stops and watches it, and basically you get an easy look at a layup.
Grunert, her first team, foul number five. Shively made the first. Second one on the way. Good. Nothing but net. Shively's got five, and the lead is 15 for Emporia High, and a foul as the inbound pass was going to Grunert, and they got a hand check on him. Or no, they got a deflected pass. Well, they did get a foul on Kermer.
I thought so.
First team foul, number three.
And number 12, Bella Reed.
Reed back in. Brunner and Lynn Hare out. As Hushner is also back in for Hayden. Or Fulton back in there. Here is Meyer. Meyer got it stripped, and she got poked in the eye by Shively. Meyer. I think she lost the contact, Darien.
Uh-oh. You can't see without that.
God. Shively just ripped it right out of the hands. And Meyer's all right. Meyer had to walk it off.
Don't you love sitting next to the student section? Or
the parents?
The parents section.
Oh, yeah. And poor high parents. And back to action as Fulton will inbound. And here is Greco with it. We're at high up 15.
Left. She can't go left.
Against Bennett. Entry pass deflected as Greco almost had it passed, stolen by Kermer. Here is Greco back with it. Greco against Bennett. Greco. Now the Bella Reed left corner. Skip pass. Meyer right wing. A three short. Rebound picked up by Emil Bennett for Emporia High. Emporia High looking to run. Kermer. Kermer kicks it out to DeWitt. Now Bennett to reset. At the top of the key, over to Snyder against Sandstrom. Rebecca kicks it out. Shively, right corner, fake the three. AJ, now to Kermer, top of the key. Now DeWitt. DeWitt out to Snyder. Rebecca looking to attack, out to DeWitt. Now AJ, Shively, out to Kermer. Go to Emporia High.
And just another, you know, possession. Not a lot of luck there for Hayden. Just not able to score tonight.
Yep. And they got to be comfortable on their home floor too, Darien. But
you would think.
Yeah, and Emporia High came to play tonight. They've only trailed by 1 point.
Well, the defense that Emporia High plays is definitely you know, it's enough to make you uncomfortable.
DeWitt bounce pass, Bennett left wing. Bennett in traffic, kicks it out to Shively. Now Snyder. Rebecca out to Kermer, swing over to DeWitt, left side. DeWitt bounce pass to Shively. AJ back to Bennett. Emil. Emil kicks it out to Kermer. Floater from 13. Good.
And they're running that five-out offense to perfection right now, and they're getting a lot of good looks.
Kermer with 14, lead of 17 at 39-22. Largest lead of the game for Emporia High. 5:23 to play. Bolton left corner. Entry pass in the Sandstrom. Floater from five. Good. Sandstrom has 18. That's game high. Down to 15, 39-24. Emporia High, 5:05 to play. Kermer lost it. Picked up by Fulton. As Kermer was driving to the bucket. Here is Fulton. Fulton on the right side. Fulton entry pass. Oh, layup on the right side is good by Sandstrom. Sandstrom's got 20.
Here's a small run from Hayden.
And a timeout for
Hayden.
And a full timeout. Let's take a 30. 39-26 Emporia High, 4:54 left. Lady Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Charlie's Place. They wish all Spartan athletes the very best this season. And Emporia State Federal Credit Union. They offer you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Number 13, Ariana Hamilton. 39-26, Emporia High.
Yeah, the break there, Ian. Trying to take a page out of my book. That's why I get the quiet stuff. You never know with the quiet stuff.
He got the popcorn.
The gummy bears.
You know, Tim Miller used to call games with Steve Inwood, and Steve would always get some popcorn.
See, it's just my thing. I started it during football, and it's been a thing ever since.
Hamilton back in as Emporia High with it here. Snyder out of the timeout. Now Bennett with it. Now bounce pass to Hamilton. Kermer at the table. Ariana at the right block. Ariana looking for some help. Swing it over to Shively. Now Bennett with it. Bennett looking to attack. Bounce pass to Snyder at the free throw line. Out to Hamilton. Hamilton kind of dribble it back out to the perimeter. Here is Shively. Now DeWitt with it. Now back to Snyder. Now Bennett right side. Bennett looking to attack. Floater from 10. No. Rebound picked up by Lynn Hare for Hayden. 4:02 left. Emporia High up 13 at 39-26.
Just gotta keep executing now.
They're getting ready to go to the fourth quarter at Junction City, and Washburn Rules only up 8 on Junction City. Entry pass to Meyer, layup good from the right side.
Now, like what Coach Dorsey's doing right now. After two games of, you know, having some struggles, you know, she's keeping her core in right now.
And Ariana Hamilton lost it. It's stolen by Hayden.
She's going to make them play it out of this.
Yep, down 11. Hayden, this could be a run for Hayden.
Yep, that's why she wants them to stay in. She wants them to weather this.
Bella Reed with it right left baseline. Kicks it out to Greco to the cup. Floater short. And the rebound goes to Hamilton. They get into the front court. Here is DeWitt. Out to Hamilton. Swing it over to Bennett. Bennett puts five fingers up. Over to DeWitt. Timeout. Carolyn Dorsey with 3:04 to play. Timeout. Full timeout. Let's take a 30. 3:03 left. Emporia High up 11. 39-28. Lady Spartan basketball. And KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. When you need an orthopedic specialist, call 785-537-4200 and go Spartans. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, he believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much more to love at Pizza Ranch. 3000 West 18th Avenue, go Spartans.
KVOE 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
39-28, Emporia High, 3:03 left.
Number 10, Kalia.
As Fulton will come back in.
Number 2, Ryan Peake.
As Peake back in. And Kermer back in as Hamilton sits down, and so does Shively. Emporia High basketball. Here is Bennett. Bennett, bounce pass to Snyder. Trying to go with a little dribble handoff here. Snyder against Santrum. Hook shot, good in the foul. Right. The hoop in the horn for Snyder. Rebecca's got 10, looking for point number 11. Foul is on Reed, her second. Team foul number 6. And Rebecca to the line for 1. Free throw on the way. Good. Hit it. Rebecca's got 11. Lead is back to 13 for Emporia, or 14 for Emporia High, 42-28, 2:47 left. And Washburn rules goal here. Santrum left wing, a 3 short. Rebounded the whip for Emporia High. Now what does Emporia High do up 14?
Take the game home.
Take the game home and snap a 2-game losing skid. Here is Kermer out to Peake. Peake gets over to Rebecca Snyder. Now Kermer with it. And a big bounce back win for Emporia High, with Topeka High coming to town. Has Bennett right side. Topeka High coming to town on Friday as Bennett got it deflected off Fulton. It'll stay with Emporia High with 2:10 to play.
Yeah, I mean, 1 o'clock out, stay in the offense and get out of here with this win and learn from it so you guys can get back to the momentum as you had before the 2-game losing streak.
Well, and Manhattan is playing tough against Topeka High over at the Dungeon. Here is Kermer under 2 to play. Emporia High up 14 at 42-28. Now Peake lost it. Lost it again, but DeWitt was able to collect it. Here's Kermer to the cup. Layup short.
I shoot.
Rebound picked up by Sandstrom. Here comes Sandstrom. Sandstrom, top of the key at the free throw line. 13-footer straight away. Good. Oh, my.
How many has she had tonight?
22.
Ooh.
22 of the 30.
She's not here. She had a pretty good game tonight.
42-30. Emporia High. Minute 26 left. Bennett, skip pass over to Peake. I know Emporia High wants to win this game by double digits. They got to try to keep weathering the storm. Here's Kermer, left wing. Kermer to the cup, left side. Layup good.
Going for the Spartans, number 3.
Well, Kermer's got 16.
Now she's had a really good game tonight.
44-30, Emporia High, 1:03 left. Greco lost it, and Emporia High is a minute away from snapping a 2-game losing streak. Sandstrom with 22. Meyer's been held to 5. Here is Fulton, left wing, a 3 short. Long rebound picked up by DeWitt. DeWitt has 4 rebounds. Here comes Emporia High. They want to score once more. Here's a lob, but as the pass was went in the hands of Sandstrom, here comes Hayden. The Meyer right side layup good.
She just wants to see him execute. That's all.
Meyer with 7. It's down to 12, 44-32. 25 seconds to go. Hayden not backing off. Here is Bennett gets away. Here is Snyder. And Rebecca gets it out to DeWitt. Now Peake with it right, left wing with 14. And Emporia High is going to snap a 2-game losing streak. And they get their 13th win of the season as they pick up a clean sweep over Hayden. Third time is definitely a charm. And especially when Emporia High beats them 3 times. And Emporia High wins it 44-32. And Darian, that's a big girl win for Emporia High.
Yeah, definitely sweeping a team that, you know, definitely was looking to come out and get a win tonight. You can see how aggressive they were playing, but Emporia did a good job of, you know, coming out, smacking them in the mouth, and you know, coming out and getting a win tonight.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll go over final numbers, play of the game, and our player of the game next. Lady Spartans win at 44-32 over Hayden. Lady Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you in part by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. And by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in Emporia and surrounding area for over 17 years.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Back at Hayden, Emporia High wins at 44-32 over Hayden. Let's go over the numbers. Brought to you by Robert Spool Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Hayden, 22 from Lauren Sandstrom, 7 from Briley Meyer, and 3 from Norma Greco. Hayden, 13 of 42 from the field for 31%, 2 of 18 from beyond the arc, 11%. They were 4 of 4 at the line, 19 rebounds and 11 turnovers. For Emporia High, 16 from Addie Kermer, 11 from Rebecca Snyder, 5 each from Emil Bennett, Lexi DeWitt, and Alexa Shively. 2 from Ryan Peake. That was all the scoring. Emporia High, 16 of 39 from the field for 49%, 3 of 12 from beyond the arc for 25%, 9 of 10 from the free throw line, that's 90%. They rebounded the ball 32 times and committed 12 turnovers. Those are your game stats brought to you by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. It's time now for our play of the game brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Madrano for Auto, Home, Life, or Business Insurance. The Shelter Agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th in Emporia. Darian, play of the game.
I think I'm going to have to go with Emil Bennett and one layup across the court. I would definitely say that was one of the plays of the game for sure.
Let's go with that one. Emil Bennett and one. I believe that was in the first. That had to be in the first half. Is our play of the game brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Madrano for Auto, Home, Life, or Business Insurance. The Shelter Agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th in Emporia. It's time now for our player of the game brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Darian?
I think we'll have to go with Addie Kermer.
Oh, pretty obvious.
Pretty obvious in the night.
So Addie Kermer is our player of the game brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Emporia High girls win it. They are now 13-3 on the season, 4-2 in the Centennial League. Let's take a break, and when we come back, a visit with Emporia High Sport Coach Lee Baldwin as Game 2 is next. This is Sport and Basketball and KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Shoal Construction, serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com.